This is Clean Ears.
Ta-da!
Hey.
It's your friendly neighborhood snippet.
Yes.
And we want to talk about something that kind of keeps our lives going, and it's organization.
Goodness, yes. Organization is very, very important to my personal life, mm-hmm. to my Clean Ears life,
yep.
to every other life that I have
all
in between.
The lives.
All of the lives.
All the things.
Yes. And we just wanted to talk about just why it's important and, yeah.
So it's valuable to be organized in that there's so many ways to be stressed in life, and a way to reduce that stress is to actually know what's going on. One of those things that happen is that in a day, you wake up feeling great, you just leisurely get out of bed, talk to Jesus, get your coffee, and then you forget that you had something you wanted to do before work, and it's time to go to work.
I go to work at 7 a.m., so the idea of doing anything leisurely in the morning.
you just, that just zombie out of bed.
No, it's as soon as I get up, it's like, girl, you got to go. But
those of us with regular hours, maybe. Not.
I know, my hours are real special.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of darkness outside.
But even that, when you get a free day and you're like, I think it's free, but I'm maybe made plans, or I think I have something to do, but not quite sure. And then someone texts you that you're late, something that you forgot you're supposed to even go to.
Oh my gosh.
You ain't dressed, you ain't ready, you don't got your gift. What's up?
Not the gift. Yeah, I think it helps to alleviate stress in that way. I have been to so many birthday parties and baby showers where I have been in the car on the way to the function, like, how does tissue paper look? And being organized is important because now I'm at a point where I'm like, wait, I know I have this coming up on Saturday. When do I have time in the week to get a gift situation? And it helps because having an organized life helps you to see when you will be able to rest. So we do a lot. I work full time. I have a full time other life and also full time Clean Ears. It's a lot. And so for me, if for no other reason, I need to know exactly when I'm free because that helps me to know, okay, Simone, you may have a really full Wednesday, but if Thursday you're going to have some breathing room, then it's cool. You can make Wednesday full and it's all right. Otherwise, I'm the kind of person who the girls know I'm such a workaholic. Yeah. Every day would be full and I would just continue to pile on and pile on and pile on, and it helps me to have balance.
For me, it helps to make sure that my to-do lists are actually manageable. I used to be the person to fill your to-do list to the point of where you know you weren't gonna get everything done. But that would stress me out because even though I knew it wasn't quite possible to get it all finished, if I saw things on my list that weren't completed, it made me feel like I hadn't done anything with my day. So I made my to-do list much more manageable. Two big items, one small item. If I can get a website done and I can get like social media done and then I can wash the dishes, day done.
Bam.
Yes. Drop the mic. And then I even actually schedule my day so that I'll have busy day, light day, busy day. And then my last day, Friday, is like catch up. Whatever you may not have finished during those days, then I'll do them on Friday. And then once that's done, I can really enter my weekend feeling like I've actually accomplished things. And Saturday will be like optional item. If you finish it, cool. If not, you can push that to Monday. And it gives me more of a sense of accomplishment because I realized that I was scheduling myself to the point of stress rather than scheduling myself successfully and to actually make things happen.
Absolutely. And I think you touched on a really great point. It's about making sure that the things that you want and need to get done actually happen. I think a lot of times we have these dreams and these ideas. God placed this amazing thing on my heart. I really want to do it, but I don't have the time. Having a schedule and being organized enables me to be able to look at my schedule and say, okay, does my time and the way that I spend my time actually reflect the things that are important to me? Mm-hmm. Am I spending time with my family? Am I getting in the gym? Am I hanging out with Jesus? Do I see my friends? Whatever it is that I value, I'm able to make sure that my time goes to those things instead of idly either just chilling, just with no aim, or maybe spending time with people who are maybe like level 2 or below, you know? I want to make sure that the my top tier people get my life and get my FaceTime, and that I'm not just doing a bunch of social stuff that doesn't really have any meaning.
Mm-hmm.
I have a physical, I need this in my hands. Hold on, check it out. Rest. But I map everything out. I like to see what's coming up, what's going on. So again, I can plan when I'm going to rest, or sometimes if something is missing, it helps me to be like, wait a minute, I don't see this particular thing in here at all. Let me drop that in. And again, it's just valuable, especially for purpose, making sure that we're doing the things that we're purposed to do. And sometimes there can be fear attached to not wanting to get organized, because it's like, the more I don't know, the better when it comes to how my time is being spent. Mm-hmm. But I assure you, sometimes it's scary to be like, oh, I do have time to execute this idea that God gave me. And now the hard part is executing the idea. It was easy to just say, I'm always too busy and I don't have time. So I would just say, if you're somebody who struggles with it for that reason, just know, even if it's been a long time, it's much better to start being a better steward of time now, a better friend, a better employee, a better entrepreneur, or whatever it is, or even a better parent or spouse or companion, by understanding what's going on with your time now, getting organized now, than continuing to be like, if I realize that I actually have time to do this, I may actually have to do it.
Yes.
Don't run from that.
I feel like people know this, but don't really understand that time is your most precious resource. So if you schedule and get organized, you can actually manage your time like you would manage your money. It's very much like, hey, I'm putting time towards the things that make sense to me, that are investing in me and the people around me. And then when I have free time, it is actually free time and it's not borrowed from purpose things.
Absolutely. So for tips to stay organized, one, for me, physical planner, if it's not your thing, a digital one is cool. Have it in your phone. Mm-hmm. I don't like it because I like to have full visibility on like 2 to 3 weeks at a time. Mm-hmm. And just because that's what I need. That's what my life requires.
For me, I do both. I like to have the big view too, and then put like the big things like on my phone as well. So I know, you know, when I need to be doing this, when I need to be doing that, when I need to be somewhere. And then I schedule the notification out to like, hey, if we're going to a concert, I need to give myself time to get ready, time to get out on the road. So notification comes in early. That means, hey, wrap up what you're doing. You got some place to be.
Yeah, sometimes I need that day before reminder, that 24 hours out, just so I can ramp up. Because sometimes it's like, girl, you got to go to bed right now. Tomorrow's going to be ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
Yes. Another tip for staying organized. I had it.
It's planning in advance. Don't just plan a week. At the end of a previous month, I'll look at the next month and go, okay, what needs to go here? What needs to go there? When is my workout gonna be? If I'm looking at, I wanna do something at least once a week, then I just try to figure out how that's gonna work into my week. If I know I'm like, okay, it's Wednesday. I said I wanted to get yoga in at one point this week. That's tomorrow. You know, you gotta figure it out. You have to start looking at your goals and place them into your calendar, make them a priority, figure out when you're gonna do things for your side hustle, you know, professional development, when you're gonna get with your friends, when do you have free time, when do you have free time that's me time? Like, you know,
yes.
Things I cut off days and be like, sorry, y'all, not available.
Yeah, that's definitely valuable. Another thing that helps me to stay organized is to kind of classify people. I know it sounds horrible, but it's important. Just like I mentioned earlier, I've got tier one, I got tier two, and I've got, you didn't make the tiers. and that's important to me because I want to make sure that if I have downtime, am I connected to my tier one people? It's important that I'm reaching out to my mom, my sisters, my nephews. Those people are important to me. Have we connected? And then that way, if there's somebody else who comes in, it's not a let me fit you into this week. It may be like, I can pencil you like a couple weeks out and it's cool. And if some people don't make it, they just don't make it. But at least I know that I'm not running around in the streets partying with people. And then it's like, my family's like, girl,
where you been? Seen you. Are you it's all been right? 84 years.
Like that gift. Yes, and just like a budget gives you control over your money, being organized gives you control of your time. Mm-hmm. Let me tell y'all something. My life could not happen if I was not organized. And it makes me feel really good when I get like a full rest day, or sometimes two, if that's what my life requires. And it feels good to know that everything else is accounted for. I don't have to scramble. I don't have to feel like I'm putting something down or forgetting something. It's like, no. This is good old fashioned. I cleared my day. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be in the bed watching TV. I will not speak to anyone, and it's beautiful. And it's great to have those moments guilt-free too, because you don't feel like you're abandoning something to get your me time. it's great to pencil it in, just like you said, free time, that's me time.
Free time is me time.
I like that. So guys, we hope that you found these tips helpful. If you have any other tips for staying organized, we'd love to hear them because we're always growing and learning and improving. Let us know so that we can get our lives even more together.
Mm-hmm. And if you are inspired to get organized and get your first planner, hey, take a picture. Tag us on the gram. That'd be really fun to see.
Yes, we are at Clean Ears on the gram and we want to see your planners.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.